Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey on issues facing your area, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if you have if you are in a safe place and not driving, so we can talk.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate your participation. This means a lot to all of us. To see here, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you do live in New Mexico, correct?
Yes.
Okay, in which county are you registered to vote?
Doniana.
Okay. Is that D-O? Okay, Doña Ana. Okay, cool. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
1996.
Thank you. And what is the what is the last grade of completed school that you did?
High school.
Okay, high school graduate. Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent origin?
Hispanic.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And thinking about the upcoming November elections for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you not at all likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, or very likely to vote?
Very likely.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for you, United States Congress, were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for that district, for this district?
For Trump.
I don't think they're talking about the presidency. I think they're talking for Congress, like U.S. Congress. So you're a Congress member?
What is the Congress?
Yeah, you know how you... everybody from each place gets representatives in Congress?
Yeah. The senators, you mean?
Yeah, so you probably vote for Republican, right? Since you mentioned Trump.
No, I'm a Democrat.
Okay, so you would vote for the Democratic candidate?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
What'd you say?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I approve.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Next question. Changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If you've never heard of that person, you can also tell me that. So the first person is Gabe Vasquez.
I don't know.
You don't know that person?
No.
What about Yvette Harrell?
Mom.
Yvette Harrell? Have you ever heard of that person?
No.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Yes, the president.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him?
I don't know. I don't like his, the way he, whatever, I like him.
Oh, so he's favorable?
Sure.
Somewhat or strongly favorable?
Strongly approved.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden?
What was that?
What about Joe Biden, the current president?
Oh, God damn, that old man just retired himself.
Okay, and last one, lastly, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good.
Would you say somewhat favorable or strongly favorable? You want to go for strongly favorable?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, which of the following issues would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? Okay, so I'm going to go down the list and then you can pick one of them. Okay, so the first is healthcare. Then we have the environment and climate change. Then crime and drugs. Then protecting democracy. Then abortion, the economy and jobs, education, national security and foreign affairs, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, taxes, illegal immigration and border security, social security and Medicare, government spending and the debt. Which one would you pick?
I don't know.
So you would say none of the above?
Yeah.
Okay. And thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices?
Very interested because I want to know if Trump's going to win.
Okay. And now thinking some more about this year's November elections, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? If the candidates were Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Independent, and Chase Oliver, the Libertarian, and Jill Stein, the Green Party.
I would choose Donald Trump.
And is that a definitely or a probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Gay Baskis, the Democrat, and Yvette Perel, the Republican?
Gay Baskis.
Okay, is that a probably or a definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gay Baskis. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gay Baskis, or if it makes no difference at all. First statement says, Gay Baskis called for defunding the police, saying, quote, "It's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else." Does that statement make you much more likely, somewhat more
likely?
Well,
I don't know. Because all the policemen are getting new cars and everything and new stickers and new designs on their cars anyways.
So you would say it makes no difference, correct?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Gay Baskis supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, starting, quote...
Go back. Can you go back and change Gay Baskis?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let me see. I think I can. Yeah, So you want to change it to Harel?
What does Harel say?
Well, I have to go. That comes after.
Yeah.
That comes after Vasquez.
Okay. Yeah. Put it to Harel.
Okay. So I have to keep reading the Vasquez quotes or statements. So what do you think about Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it down, let's just get rid of it immediately? Does it make
get rid
much
of what?
Of gas, oil and gas exploration in New Mexico?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Does that make you much more likely to vote or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference?
Yeah, I'll vote for him.